People consider a variety of what life contains to be sacred, I think would be a good word. Right to ownership of personal property. That would certainly be one of those sacred things, wouldn't they? Over the past week, over a week now, we've watched as the government via the Bureau of Land Management swooped down on ranch land in Nevada owned by a gentleman named Cliven Bundy. Claimed by the government was that this was an action caused by Bundy's failure to obey laws and pay what they said he owed. My next guest is here to shed some light on some suspicious associations when connected lead to what many believe is the actual truth of this whole situation. He is the founder of the Blog Conservative HQ, author of Takeover, the 100-year War for the Soul of the GOP, and how conservatives can finally win it. We say good morning to Richard Vigieri. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Chris. Good to be with you today.
Likewise to have you here. ConservativeHQ.com is Richard's website. You'll find more information about his book there as well. Now, before we get into those associations and connections, give an overview of what was going on, what the BLM was saying. Was there a catalyst to show up with sharpshooters and more law enforcement than shows up at a domestic dispute that takes place over a block? Because the layperson watching this casualty will look at the story and say, well, the Bundy wasn't paying what the government said he owed, so what did he expect was going to happen?
Well, you know, first of all, I'm not an authority on the Bundy situation, except to know that it's a legitimate disagreement, and you know, he claims that this is not federal land, that he's worked and paid his state taxes, his county taxes, and fees, and all of that, and there's a legitimate disagreement at the federal level, and I think that this has resonated with the American people, and a lot of American people, you know, side on Bundy's side, because this is a situation whereby we're seeing the very heavy hand of government. As you pointed out, they come in there with this heavy equipment, throw people to the ground. They have police dogs. They tasered people. They had, you know, all this heavy armor. And we see this, you know, all over the country. Many people have experienced it. We see the just recently the Social Security Administration, you know, is taking money from people because of some long deceased relatives, you know, receiving money they shouldn't have had. It's the IRS, it's the National Security Administration, NSA, the EPA, the FBI, and people are just angry at the overreach and the abuse of the federal government. And you know, this is played out in Nevada, and this could be, Chris, a spark that causes people to say, this is it. You know, this is a line that we're just not going to go beyond. And it could lead to some major, major changes in how people view the federal government.
Well, as you said, too, I mean, this isn't a special occasion or a special action by the federal government. You can go back to there's some small-time gold miners I was reading about in, believe it or not, the town's called Chicken, Alaska. Maybe more better-known story, the guitar makers at Gibson Guitar Facilities in Tennessee, they got stormed by some armed federal agents because of apparently some objections to wood that the guitar company was using. But I don't think the Bureau of Land Management or the Obama administration expected to see the show of support that Bundy received, and it wasn't just the quote-unquote anarchists or the militia wackos, as they're termed. You had members of Congress. You have the governor of Nevada standing with Bundy.
Yeah, exactly. Interesting. You did not have the senior senator from Nevada.
Well,
let's
get into that.
Whose son Roy has a client, a Chinese company, who owns adjoining property there and would like to have access to the Bundy property there, and Harry Reid, who has been in politics all his life, is a multimillionaire, and just raising a lot of questions there about, you know, crony capitalism, and it just, the whole thing stinks to high heaven, and it may be that the Democrats will rule the day that they, you know, challenge Bundy, because it could open up, you know, a lot of questions here that and cause people to go where the Democrats would prefer people not go.
So Richard Vigieri, who is the founder of the blog Conservative HQ, of course, conservativehq.com, of the web, and author of the book Take Over, the 100-Year War for the Soul of the GOP, and how conservatives can finally win it. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. He mentioned playing some games and shoveling some dirt for land deal favoritism. Well, that runs in the family, because you mentioned Harry Reid being a multimillionaire. A lot of people are of the belief that's how Harry Reid got his money, by playing dirty and strong-arming and currying favors to get breaks and inside information on land deals that made him rich.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, in my book, I talk about how the American people are beginning to wake up, Chris, and realize that there is this thing called crony capitalism, and that big government is working with politicians and unions and businesses to advantage a small ruling class. A friend of mine, Angelo Codevilla, wrote a wonderful book a few years ago, which I commend to your listeners, called The Ruling Class. And it's the cause of the rise of the Tea Party, because a lot of Americans who woke up in recent years and realize that there's a small group of people called the ruling class, and it's Republicans and Democrats and big business, and it's the leaders of most major institutions in this country. They have views and values very different than the average American, and they have rigged the rules to advantage themselves and their friends. And we're seeing that played out in Nevada, but you're seeing it everywhere, in at the national level, state level, local level. You talked about Alaska there. It's certainly playing out in Alaska there, where people in the political arena have advantaged themselves and their friends. We know about the bridge to nowhere. You're going to spend these massive sums of money to build a bridge where a handful of people live. Just coincidentally, the senior senator from Alaska, Lisa Murkowski's family owns property on that island. I mean, it's just an outrage what people are doing out there, and the American people are beginning to wise up to it.
Well, we've certainly seen it here in New Jersey. We have something that's called the Highlands Act, which its intended purpose is to protect a watershed basin that supplies the bulk of the water for drinking and for the uses for a great deal of the state in the northwest part of the state. And the Highlands Act is so limiting that, not just in theory, in fact, if you own a piece of property that has a creek running through it and you want to build a small footbridge over that creek, you cannot do that because of the construction limitations. And the restrictions are so bad that one of our stations is located in what's called the Highlands region. And the building that was it was more like a rusted out trailer, was rusting out so bad that they needed a new building for the transmitter in order to continue operation. And the government officials, the state officials, were saying, well, no, because of the Highlands Act, and we had to go get exemptions through the state assembly. Otherwise, the station would not have been able to do business.
Yep. Oh, it's it's just, you see it everywhere. The Obama administration has been notorious, of course, for ignoring the rule of law. And, whether it's Obamacare, that they've changed the rules 37 or more different times. We see the IRS, flaunting the law, investigating, trying to put in jail. We learned just in the last day or so, conservatives who disagree with the Obama administration, the NSA, spying on its citizens, the EPA. And there's just a beginning to be a culture of disrespect for law at the government level. And this is why you're seeing, in the Bundy situation, people just putting down their feet and just saying, that's it. We're just not going to allow the government to abuse us anymore. And the federal government's disrespect for law is now, coming to roost in the Bundy situation. And I think this is going to be a spark that's going to ignite a rebellion in this country that's, maybe going to finally stand up and say, enough's enough. We're just not going to put up with the abuses from the federal government anymore.
Now, I want to give credit. It was Greg Richter from Newsmax, Newsmax.com. You can see this article that brought about to light the actions of Harry Reid's son, Rory, who, by the way, happens to also be the former chair of the Clark County, Nevada Commission that persuaded the commission to sell 9,000 acres of county land to the Chinese company on the promise it would provide jobs for the area. And according to Reuters, back in 2012, that part of the land that ENN wants to use were purchased from Clark County well below appraised value. And tied into all this, as they say in those infomercials, but wait, there's more. The Bureau of Land Management is headed by Neil Korns, who happens to be a former senior policy advisor to Harry Reid.
Yep. It's just crony capitalism. It stinks to high heaven, and that's why I'm so excited, Chris, about the arrival of the Tea Party. The Tea Party, who came on the scene in 2009, is unfettered to the Republican Party or the Democratic Party. Reagan, when he ran for president in 76, ran against the entire Republican establishment, against the Rockefeller wing of the party, the Nixon wing, the Ford wing, and he talked about we need new leadership. He said, leadership unfettered by old ties and old relationships. Well, the ruling class here at the federal and state level, Republicans and Democrats, are fettered to old ties and old relationships there, and the Tea Party is a breath of fresh air, unfettered, and bringing some really new and exciting people on the scene, and they're demanding changes, and we're seeing changes. It's slow, but I think that, as I say in my book, Takeover, that it's the primary, stupid. James Carville, Clinton's consultant advisor in 1992, said ad nauseum over and over, it's the economy, stupid. So I say to conservatives, it's the primary, stupid. So if we focus on the primaries in 2014, 2016, and elect principled, limited government constitutional conservatives, we can be governing America in 2017.
And there's a reason why that historical document starts off with the phrase, we the people, not we the government.
And, exactly.
And Harry Reid says it's not over, and I think we the people are of an opposing view versus what Senator Reid is of the mind of. And to learn more about this story and a lot of the insight into what the major media does not deem worthy of covering or doesn't want to cover because they want to curry favor like too many others, learn more about what's happening in the reality of many stories at conservativehq.com. Richard's book, Takeover, the 100-Year War for the Soul of the GOP and How Conservatives Can Finally Win It, available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, whatever your favorite means of purchasing a book is. Add this to the must-read book because it gives you a better insight into exactly what the world of politics needs to be about rather than accepting what it is being forced upon you to be about. Richard Vigeri, thanks so much for being here this morning.
My pleasure, Chris. Thank you for having me. Good day.